A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Turkey versus Italy. The first match of the Euro 2020, or rather 2021, depends on what you want to call it. Actually, I have to say, it's not really, what do you guys actually call it, Euro 2020 or 2021? I think it's actually called Euro 2020, despite being held in 2021, but I think I'll prefer saying Euro 2021. Anyway, oh wow, I forgot to introduce myself. I am Lotana Oruchi. Let me just pretend like you don't already know that. I am Lotana Oruchi and I'm your host on the Tana Talk Soccer Podcast. I'm here to discuss the match I just mentioned, Turkey versus Italy. I have to say, there is nothing as annoying as seeing a team with stage fright. Turkey had stage fright. They couldn't believe they were there and then they just couldn't perform on getting there. It's just like you, my guy. You're always so sleek. You always have the nice things to say to them ladies. And then you get a date with Beyonce. And then when you're sitting across the table from Beyonce, you don't know what to say anymore. You're absolutely stunned. In your head, you're like, oh my goodness, am I just sitting across from Beyonce? And because of this, you're no more sleek. You have nothing to say again. You have no conversations. Basically, you have a brain freeze. Your brain is frozen. And then nothing. And you leave Beyonce very, very disappointed. In this case, I am Beyonce and the millions of viewers and Turkish people or people who are supporting Turkey around the world. Are the Beyonces here? We're all left disappointed because the team is suffering from stage fright. They feel, oh, now we're in the Euros and then they're peeing in their pants. They're peeing in their pants because they didn't play football yesterday. Kudos to Italy, okay? Very good performance from that side. Very good performance from Mancini's side. But I have to say, Turkey did not play football yesterday. They just didn't. This Turkish side were the dark horses in the group. Or in the tournament generally, because they have a lot of fantastic young talent. And a lot of people were like, let's see what Turkey will do. I think Turkey will make a good impression in this tournament. Now, making a good impression doesn't always equate to getting positive results, which I mean winning. Making a good impression never always translates just to winning, at least if you know football. But when you watch games, there are certain things you see that's going to give you some positivity, some optimism for future tournaments. Of course, no one expects Turkey to win it now or even get to like the semi-final or the quarterfinals. It's possible, but no one is expecting that. But what we want to see from this side is to show the potential that they've been said to have, because this Turkish side was talked about a lot in the football world and the football media. People were actually excited to see if they are truly the dark horses of the tournament. Because, as I said, they have a lot of good young talent. And when you have a lot of good young talent, the way you show viewers, at least the millions of Turkish people worldwide, that yes, maybe in the next one, when you guys are a bit older, you can actually contend and compete. Because if we want to look at talent-wise, we see if the French side is very good talent-wise. We see the Portuguese side is now very good talent-wise. But I can't really call like maybe five European teams at the moment that you see that their younger set of players are better than that of Turkey's. So it means that Turkey's talent level is getting closer to those other teams at the top. And this is meant to be really exciting times for Turkish people worldwide. And yesterday, they disappointed them. as I said, Turkey losing the match is not my it's not the reason for my disappointment. I am disappointed because they didn't play football. Now, this Italy side has to be given credit though. They haven't lost a game since September 10, 2018. Yes. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Since September 10, 2018, Turkey hasn't lost a game. I'm sorry, Italy haven't lost a game. So that shows fantastic form. On the other hand, Turkey haven't lost in like 13 or so games. Their last loss came against Hungary in November 2020. So it's just under a year. But they've played the Netherlands since then. They've played Norway since then. They've played Latvia since then. They've played Azerbaijan since then. They've played Guinea. They've played Moldova since then. And they've gone unbeaten since then, you know. And they've also, even before they lost to Hungary, they played Russia and they won Russia, you know. They got a draw against Serbia, you know, in the Nations League. You know, this Serbian side, of course, I don't have to tell you, fantastic team. Mitrovic, Tadic, you know. A lot of fantastic guys. Seferovic, let me just not go on. You know, very good side. And yes, they got a draw against Serbia, despite having a red card in that game. So like Turkey had in the past one year, Turkey has done a lot to actually start making their fans optimistic and really looking forward to seeing what they will show in a big tournament. I have to say, I think no matter what Turkey did, Italy would have won yesterday. They are the better side. They are a pretty good side. They haven't lost since, I don't know, since like 20-something games unbeaten or 30-something games unbeaten. But like a really long time, as I said earlier. So like Italy are in a very good shape now, you know. But you just have to play football. You have to show something, you know. You have to show something. Tactically, I couldn't quite figure out what Turkey was trying to do yesterday. And that is the thing. Like even though you lose, like when I watch football, I want to understand what you're trying to do, what the plan is, whether it succeeds or not, whether you fail or succeed. I just have to know what the plan is. And with Turkey, it just seemed like they were on the pitch just trying to survive. They weren't trying to do anything, you know, and that's particularly disappointing, you know. As I said, stage fright. Now you've gotten to the Euros. Okay, yes, fantastic. You got to the Euros. You've won a couple of friendly matches before this. Fantastic. The world was applauding for you. Actually, I've got a lot of internationals around the world. And not only people I know personally, like all the famous personalities in the sports world. Rooting for this Turkish side because, as I said, they have some talent that's like seems exciting, you know. And then you have people supporting you. You have people who are happy for you. I'm sure you guys are also happy for yourselves. You've gotten there. Fantastic. You've gotten all the plaudits in the world. All the plaudits in the world. I can't remember the last time a Turkish team attracted so much attention from an international audience in terms of positive thinking and positive things and optimism. So you have to at least show the effort. Tactically, it was poor. Personally, individually, on like everyone on that Turkish team, I don't know anyone who I can give more than a 6.5 if I was to rate these players, including the manager. Because as a manager, apart from the tactical setup, you're also the chief motivator, the king. You have to make sure your players are in the right psychic, you know, psychologically, they're in the right frame of mind, you know. They have that will to fight. I didn't see it from this side. They just laid down, you know. They surrendered to Italy. Right from the get-go, right from the moment when the whistle was blown, they were just there, you know what I'm saying? And Italy did what they wanted to do. For Italy, to be honest, they were fantastic, but they didn't really break a sweat, you know? They didn't really break a sweat. It was as easy as putting a hot knife through butter. As easy as that for them, you know? And that is not what we want to see, at least as a neutral. I have to announce it now. Tana is not supporting any team in this Euros, actually. I have no team that I particularly want to win or want to lose or something like that. I'm just like, this is the first time I'm watching football in a long time and I'm actually a neutral or any sport, to be honest. Because even when I watch tennis or basketball or anything I watch, I always want one team to lose. I always have a team I'm rooting for and a team I really will hate if they win. But now, like, I'm just watching as a neutral, you know. I just want to see football and I was particularly disappointed yesterday. And Turkey, they're facing Wales next. And one thing I have to tell you is that talent-wise, Wales are more talented than Turkey. Yes, they have the famous and renowned Gareth Bale. That is a lot. And we know Gareth Bale doesn't shy away from big moments internationally and for his club. He's a man that lives for the biggest stage. And even though this is far from prime Bale, I still expect Bale to bring the goods for this Welsh side. To be honest, I still expect that. You know, he finished off the season very strong with Tottenham and I'm sure his confidence in his ability to perform and step up and carry the pressure will be optimum, will be at his best, will be at its peak. Trust me, Bill is feeling really good now. So, good luck to Turkey. But what I have to tell you is that this Wales side, they will try to play football. They will. I assure you, you know. So if Turkey somehow repeat the performance they put up against Italy, they're going to get beat by Wales. I promise you that they will get beat, because Wales, yes, as I said, there are a lot of sides more talented than Wales, but Wales will try to do their own. They will try to do their bit. We saw them in the last Euro tournament knocking out Belgium. We saw that fantastic goal from Mel Robson-Cano. And it wasn't a fluke. The thing is that they tried all game. They wanted to win. They showed it. And they won. The goal finally came for them. Of course, a lot of individual brilliance. They have turned flick from Mel Robson-Cano and sending Courtois the wrong way. It was a fantastic finish. But I felt it was totally deserved. Like, it was like they didn't just come to like joke around, you know. They went at Belgium. They showed Belgium that we want to win too, because this is knockout football and you have to come with a different mindset in knockout football. Yes, like even in your leagues, you have to play like every game is the last. But in knockout football, every game is truly the last. You know what I'm saying? There can very well be no next game because you're going to get knocked out. From Turkey to even get to the knockout stages, they have to wake up from this dream, from this fairy tale of, wow, we're competing in the Euros, wow. Or like this stage fright, as I said, they have to wake up from this dinner with Beyonce. They have to realize that right now, they're across the table from Beyonce, slicing that spicy lemon chicken wing, and she's expecting a conversation, just like we are expecting Turkey to be better. We are. Just to tell you something, Turkey had zero shots on target. So I just want to understand how a side can want to win a game and have zero shots on target. Basically, it means Donnarumma just got a free payday. Turkey gave Donnarumma a free payday. He didn't do anything. Oh my goodness. Isn't this the dream job? Like, actually, I'm not a lazy person, but if you offer me a job where I'm going to do nothing and I'm going to get my paycheck, trust me, I'm going to sign up for that. 100%, I'm signing up for that. Make no mistakes. I'm not lazy though, okay? Disclaimer, I am not lazy. But if you give me a job where I do nothing and I'm going to get that huge, fat, juicy paycheck, 100%, I'm doing the job, okay? In fact, let me advertise my skills to the world. Hey guys, anyone listening to the Tana Talk Soccer podcast right now, if you have a job that requires me to do nothing and get paid, I am your man for that. Trust in Tana. Okay, so just to run down a few of the basic stats from this game, if you're interested, and if you didn't watch, but if you watched, you understand. Turkey had 3 shots all off target. Italy had 24 shots, 8 on target. Italy had 64% of the ball, which means Turkey had 36. Italy had 616 passes. Turkey had 360. Turkey had 78% passing accuracy. Italy with a high 87, close to the 90 mark. That's impressive passing. Of course, when you have a midfielder like Jorginho to actually dictate play from deep, like, there are rarely any midfielders in the world that are as good as recycling and keeping the ball with your team as Jorginho. I don't care what you say about him, but he's still really very good at that. And Turkey committed a game high 10 fouls, 2 corner kicks only, 2 offsides. Really, guys like Chiellini and Bonucci and Donnarumma at the back, you know, it was a good rest for these old men. Donnarumma, of course, is a young game, but I mean Chiellini and Bonucci, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can imagine if Turkey had the likes of Cengiz Under running down, up and down, Enes Unal, like, trying to run through those channels and actually stressing these old men. It would have been a different thing for them, you know. But these old men, they were not worked at all. At all. Congratulations to Italy, though. But for Turkey, they have to really improve to give their fans and supporters something to at least remember from this tournament, and at least some hope for future tournaments that this young generation can actually deliver some good moments in continental football and maybe world football at large. Once more, I am Lotana Oruche. Please do not forget to subscribe, rate, star, because these things actually matter. Like, yes, I appreciate you guys telling me and writing everywhere and stuff like that and listening to the podcast. Yes, I appreciate everyone listening to my podcast, but what you have to understand is that all you can do for Tana, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or any podcast platform that actually has stars and ratings, please give us those stars or those thumbs ups or those ratings, because it helps tell the algorithm that this is the best. Already the algorithm knows that. Of course, the algorithm ain't crazy. Of course, the algorithm knows that Tana Talk Soccer is the... Oh my goodness, what am I saying? The algorithm knows that the Tana Talk Soccer podcast is the best, okay? But just to like, just tell the algorithm a bit more, like, hey, the Tana Talk Soccer podcast is actually the best, okay? Yeah. Those ratings are important, actually. You know, those ratings, those thumbs ups, those comments. I want to see your comments publicly, not in my DMs, okay? Thank you.
the number one Tana Talk Soccer podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.